If you could start off just by saying your name and where you're from.
Sure. It's Angelo Wilkie Page, and I'm from South Africa.
And Angelo, what are you doing in Nome?
I've kayaked from Fairbanks to Nome over the last 50 days as part of leg two of Expedition 720 Degrees, which is a human-powered circumnavigation from east to west and pole to pole. It wasn't just kayaking, it was pack rafting, walking and kayaking along the coast.
Some beluga whale up ahead. Oh, this is incredible! Wow.
Started the project in Santa Monica Pier in Los Angeles on the 20th of November 2014 and cycled through winter, through California, Oregon, and then eventually into Canada and up to Fairbanks.
Made it to Prince George. Been 12 days on the trot and just really stoked to be here. Just by far been one of the longest stretches.
Prior to Expedition 720, I worked as a commodities trader for 3 years, selling bulk metals into Africa. And after that, I went sailing for 2 years and decided that going back into the office was not for me.
So what is for you?
This. This is what really makes me tick.
Insane. Beluga, seals, birds, cliffs. So rich in marine life. Woo! Makes it all worth it.
What did your parents think, or what did your friends think when you said this is what you're going to spend the next 8 years?
I found it extremely difficult to tell my friends initially, or anyone. I'd go to a barbecue or, you know, some sort of event, and people would say, "So what do you do, Angelo?" And that first 9 months was extremely difficult. I mean, how do you say that you're planning on circumnavigating the world from east to west and pole to pole for the next 8 years and you haven't yet started? And I was quite shy about it in the beginning. So getting to the starting point in LA was one of the hardest parts of the project.
We're at the Santa Monica Pier in Los Angeles. Obviously a very exciting day, beautiful sunny day, perfect for cycling, so heading north.
So you had doubts going into it before you started it. Do you run across doubts now, or is it just full speed ahead?
I mean, it's not all fun. There are days that are extremely difficult. For instance, the Kaltag to Unakleet Portage was the longest or the most isolated that I've been since starting the project. I think it was 7 days where I didn't see a living soul. During those days, sort of by day 4 or 5, you start questioning things.
Today is the 8th of September, 2015. I'm sitting in my tent about 35 kilometers from Kaltag doing the portage to Unakleet. So leaving Kaltag around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, pulling the sled immediately, I realized that this was a massive task. I expected to cover a lot more distance in the time, but yeah, it's been incredibly difficult. Words cannot explain, but it's taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot of patience to deal with each obstacle as it comes.
Are you proving this to yourself? Like,
what's the drive?
Yeah, I mean, if there's got to be some sort of like internal motivator.
Yeah, the why is always going to be the difficult part, and I think I'm still learning the why as I go along. As ambitious as Expedition 720 is, our fundraising goal is equally ambitious. We're trying to raise $1 million US over the 8-year period, and that will essentially take 2,500 families out of the hunger and poverty line in South Africa, or 10,000 individuals. So that's the bigger goal for Expedition 720.
Again, I'm fighting this tide, and to make matters worse, it's just iced up. It's just ice and low tide. Just not agreeing with me.
Alaska's truly exceeded my expectations. The small villages like Golovin or Galena, incredible people living in those villages, strong communities, and it's really remote. It's really wild and keeps changing. The scenery changes around every corner, the weather changes, and it's a pretty harsh but beautiful environment.
Looks like I'm heading into some pretty rough weather. When it's this calm, you know something's going to go wrong. They say that in Alaska, if you don't like the weather, just wait 15 minutes and it'll change. So I'm just going to push on a little bit further and see what happens.
I love being challenged, and I think there's still a lot of big challenges ahead, especially now crossing the Bering Sea, and I've still got another 5,000 kilometers of kayaking all the way to Magadan. So that's a big challenge. The challenge drives me as much as meeting the people and nature. So 8,000 people have climbed Mount Everest. 400 people have crossed the Atlantic Ocean. Only 12 people have stood on the moon. And 2 people have circumnavigated the world from east to west, solely under human power. And no one in 2015 has circumnavigated the world from pole to pole.
And that's going to be you.
That's the goal.
For K&OM Profiles, I'm Emily Russell.
Profiles is a production of K&OM News and Public Affairs.